With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson's allies say a vote against Johnson could delay the finalization of President Trump's White House win.
A day before the speaker's election, Johnson is still racing to win over multiple GOP holdouts, a scenario that some Republicans have said that they fear could lead to another days-long protracted floor fight. But this time, there's a huge shadow over the race. Congress has never tried to certify a presidential election without a House Speaker in place. Even senior Republicans say it's unclear what would happen if there is no speaker on January 6th when Congress is scheduled to certify Trump's win, and they're not eager to find out. The message so far from Congress's own parliamentarians to party leaders has been, quote, elect a speaker before January 6th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Apple will pay millions over eavesdropping accusations.
Apple has agreed to pay $95 million to settle a lawsuit accusing the company of using its virtual assistant, Siri, to eavesdrop on people using its iPhone and other devices that was then shared with advertisers, consumers who owned iPhones and other Apple devices from September 17, 2014 through the end of last year, could file claims for roughly $20 and only up to five devices. It's a fraction of the roughly $1.5 billion that the lawyers representing consumers had estimated that Apple could be required to pay if the case had gone to trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's a broccoli recall. Bags of market-side ready-to-eat broccoli florets sold at Walmart. The FDA says they may be contaminated with listeria and cause severe illness, especially in kids, elderly, and people with weakened immune systems. All the bags are marked with a best-if-used-by date of December 10, 2024, but some people may have them in the freezer and they need to toss them out or get a refund. This is SRN News. The Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe versus Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico are among the states with new clinics. Several pro-life states have no abortion clinics of any kind. This is SRN News. Syria's new government may be stirring a culture war with educational reforms that promote Islam.
There have already been calls for protests among Syrian civil society activists ahead of the start of a new school term on Sunday. They want to make clear their opposition to any moves by the transitional government to bring in changes to the education system. Evolution and the Big Bang Theory are being dropped from science teaching. The phrase defending the nation has been replaced by defending Allah. Some Syrians have welcomed the changes, but others believe the moves contradict promises by the new authorities for a transition that will take account of all the different communities in Syria.
Early films from Disney, Alfred Hitchcock, and Clara Bow all entering the public domain this year, making them free for public use. They include many audio recordings as well from 1929, including the original Singin' in the Rain and Gershwin's An American in Paris. More details at SRNnews.com.